Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
And so it begins on a dark and frigid Monday morning, another week of the Morning Scramble radio program.
It's like, what is it? What? Oh, us.
We're part of the thing. And so it begins.
And so it begins a new day.
What?
This just has a very, like, in the beginning.
You know, I watched a Disney documentary over the weekend about the building of Disneyland.
Oh, this explains everything. You've been influenced.
Very much so. Mm-hmm. Everything was just always presented kind of a newsreel. And now we go out to California to see the future progress of Disneyland.
Little did you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's Walt Disney.
In a Disney world where...
I love that stuff. I watched that. I watched the John Candy documentary over the weekend. I watched, I'm forgetting his name, two-part documentary over the weekend.
I am not a documentary person. Like, my sister is so into them. And I think you sound so, like, adult saying, I watched a documentary. I watched this documentary and that documentary. I'm like, oh, that sounds great. But that's for adults. I'm still eating my sugar cereal.
So two out of the three were very positive. Disneyland, I just eat that stuff up because I find it inspiring.
You love it.
I love it, but not just because of the nostalgia. It's very inspirational. Like, this guy took a chance. He'd been broke four times. He went all in, like
crazy
all of his
ideas.
Life savings, crazy idea.
Yeah.
Parks of that magnitude have never been built ever in the United States. Like, you just get inspired by those types of stories. And on top of it, I just love going to that location.
Yeah.
Same to be said for Mel Brooks, two-part documentary on HBO right now.
The 99-year-old man?
Yes. Again, he's up against, you know, the way he revolutionized comedy movies. The movies he made were not being made at the time. And even after a couple of flops, how those have grown.
It's a style all its own.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So I like documentaries that get really sad or political.
You're not about those.
Not big into those as much. But the John Candy one, very touching. That's because there's just a kinship because I grew up watching those John Candy movies.
Right. And so you're drawn to that.
Yeah. And I love a good biography documentary. Like, what were your beginnings? Where did you come from? What made you you?
Kind of explains you. A little background on somebody that you didn't know. Like, somebody you know well, like, oh, John Candy, I recognize that face. I know his work, but I don't really know about the man.
So you start to find out, you know, what drove him, inner demons, all of that stuff.
Hmm.
So there you go. It was a lot of, this is what I do when
Claire,
I get up
watch
at
a documentary.
4
you might
or 5
learn
in the morning
something.
And want you to become an adult one of these days, Claire.
Grow up, Claire. Grow up.
What are you watching instead?
Gilmore Girls? Bridgerton? I found...
You like to escape.
Yes. I started Heated Rivalry, but it got a little too heated for me, so I just paused on
it. Is it
that.
Heated right out of the gate?
It is heat. I am on episode one. I was like, oh my
so
goodness.
So much heat. For a show that takes place off the ice.
There's a lot of steam. Super steamy. I'm really into junk food TV. Right now,
you feel it. You know what? It has calories.
I'm trying to.
It's feeding you something.
I'm trying to watch some of the Oscar nominated
movies in general.
Best picture
the
nominees.
Rub. This is where when you are in a committed relationship, you have to balance what can you watch.
Yep.
And what you should watch together. What should
watching?
We watch?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. My husband's super mad that I already watched one battle after another. He's like, I want to watch that one.
I was ready to start that Saturday morning. That's how I got over to Disney and John Candy. Like, I'll just watch these instead.
I don't know if I'm allowed.
Exactly.
Am I allowed to watch
this? I don't want to stir the pot in my own house.
And then this is a time-honored tradition I know that you participate in.
What is it?
Sometimes at the hotel, they'll have things like shampoo. And you might like it, and you might take it with you, right?
The time-honored tradition... of collecting items from hotels?
Yes.
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 I love it.
You like taking the coffee, whether it be good or
and
bad coffee.
Shampoo as well. Now most of it's attached to the shower
wall. I know. They're making it so hard for you to steal the shampoo now. He has his ways.
I mean, that requires a screwdriver. So.
he brings sandwich baggies and he just pumps them full of shampoo.
And then I re-put them back in the tiny bottles at home. It's a waste of time. But I have so much free shampoo.
The amount of free shampoo this guy has.
And oh my God, don't confuse body wash and shampoo. They look the same.
They look exactly the same, but don't confuse them. No, they were asking hotel workers, what are the most common things that get stolen?
I think towels and robes have to be near the top.
Yes, yeah? You are right, which boggles my mind. I have never been at a hotel and thought, this is a really nice towel and I would like to have this for myself.
Also, back in the day, probably ashtrays. If you go way back.
But, like, okay, so that's like a fixture. I can see, like, I like that wall art. I really like, you know, something about the room. But the towels are always, like, cardboard. Like, they don't.
They are coarse. They're like sandpaper.
Yes.
Yes.
They're not nice towels. They're just made to be used and bleached and reused
so
again.
So overbleached, yes.
Yes. I'm like, I've never thought.
Please tell me pillows and sheets are not on the list.
Pillows are on the list.
People take hotel. That eggs me out more than the towels.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. The hair dryers.
That one I can see.
It's not.
It's not attached.
Not nailed down.
Irons.
Dishes.
Dishes.
And the remote control to
guess
the TV.
Barware.
Why would you take the remote control?
How many times have you lost a remote at your own home and then you've went to a hotel and like, oh, that's the same brand of TV
this
I
is the
have.
Same one. Let's just take it home and see if it works. Do you think it would?
If it's the same brand, high chance, yes. Or if it's one of those universal remotes, right?
Diabolical.
So much so.
Shame on
What's
you.
It like being inside my mind? The
feels
mind of it.
Icky. I don't want to steal stuff.
Also, I'm getting you a robe for Christmas. Okay.
Where is it from? Oh.
Hilton.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
That was Supreme Court upheld a district court ruling that says Iowa can sue the operators of TikTok for allegedly lying about their safety for kids. The state sued TikTok operators under the Iowa Consumer Frauds Act, saying with a 12-plus age rating, that is misleading because the app does contain mature and age inappropriate content.
Wow, yeah.
TikTok argued their terms of service is a universal contract. It's not just for Iowans, so you can't come at us in an Iowa court of law, maybe mm-hmm. on a federal level. Our Supreme Court turned back around and said, nay, nay. If you are doing business in our state, whatever state you're doing business in, you're subject to the laws of that state.
Mm-hmm.
And the moment a citizen of our state enters into a contract with you, that's how you are doing Iowa business.
Okay.
It might be different in Minnesota and Illinois or wherever else.
Sure.
So where this goes next, I think it's more of an effort to force a hand to get something to change with TikTok. But it can proceed in court with the state of Iowa suing TikTok. Let's get you the RAGBRAI route 2026. Year number 53, it will be the shortest RAGBRAI ever, 391 miles.
Okay.
Starts in Ottawa on Sunday, July 19th, and ends in Dubuque on July the 25th. Your route.
Okay, thank you. Take me through it.
What are you picturing?
Where to?
We're starting a little more south. We're kind of working a little bit of a diagonal southwest to northeast.
Interesting.
Okay. Ottawa to Harlan.
Okay.
Harlan to Guthrie Center. Now to Central Iowa, Guthrie Center to Boone. Boone to Marshalltown. Now we're in our neck of the woods.
Marshalltown to
Independence. Independence to Dyersville.
Ooh.
Dyersville to Dubuque.
Okay.
That is your route. We were trying to guess as a group here.
Yes. Where is it going to be?
Because the last 2 years it went way north and way south.
Yes.
So we were just expecting like just follow 80 this year.
Yes.
But no, it's going to be a little bit more of a diagonal.
I believe you said something like, wouldn't it be crazy if one time they did a diagonal? You made it happen.
That's right. I did say that.
You did.
That's weird.
You did. We were like, well, it's always a straight line. It's either north, south, central.
What do they got to do on that? Oh my God. I predicted RAGBRAI.
You did this.
I didn't even realize that. Wow. Do you know what the James Beard Awards are?
Special Chefy Awards.
Best of the best of the culinary mm-hmm. arts. They recognize people. They recognize businesses. One name that comes to mind is Andy Schumacher, chef and co-owner of Cobble Hill. He was nominated in 2025 and I think once in 2005 as well.
2000, yeah.
Deluxe Cakes and Pastries out of Iowa City, which opened in 2003, is up for Outstanding Bakery. They're a semifinalist in the 2026 James Beard Award competition.
Wow.
Head baker and owner Jamie Powers used to be a DJ at All Hit Q103.
Huh, no way.
With Dancing Eric Hansen. We were in college at the same time. She will be competing along with a variety of others in the bakery category. I don't believe there are any other bakeries. So they go state by state. Our state has a bar and some chefs in the Des Moines area, and then this Iowa City bakery. We should know more by the end of March if she's going to be a finalist. And then they do a big ceremony coming up in Chicago.
Well, that's in exciting.
April. It's very exciting. And I weirdly have a personal connection to the bakery. Hmm. And I no inkling she was getting into the bakery arts when I knew her back in college. But there she is, Deluxe Cakes and Pastries under the ownership of Jamie Powers, a James Beard Award nominee.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
Actress Natasha Lyonne, big hair, kind of funny voice, announced that she has relapsed her sobriety journey. Unclear how long she was sober for, but the mid-2000s, she shared that she had an addiction, struggles with alcohol and heroin. Some serious stuff. Yeah, and it's talked about how, like, she would have died. If she had stayed on the path that she was on, she would have died. And didn't explain the relapse, really, just said that recovery is a lifelong process. Anyone who's out there struggling, remember, you're not alone. Grateful for love and smart feet. Stay honest, folks. We're sick as our secrets. If no one told you today, I love you. And she said she's doing it for Bambo, which is a movie that she is working on. She's writing it and directing it. It's about a Brooklyn-born boxer in the 80s who tries and fails to become the next Don King.
Oh, interesting.
So working on a project that's kind of her motivation right now. But it's good that she realized she had relapsed and get some help on that.
And to talk about it.
Yes.
But always let somebody else know you're not alone.
Help other people too. Yeah. Okay. I told you, you think of Brad Pitt, you think big Hollywood movie star, he's probably raking it in at the box office. Hollywood.
Brad Pitt's Hollywood. That man's handsome.
Making lots of money at the box office, but which one of Brad Pitt's movies made the most money?
The moment you said this, I went, Ocean's 11. Then you said he's barely in it.
He's barely in it.
And then I thought Thelma and Louise.
Oh.
And then it just hit me.
What?
Deadpool.
That is correct. Eric Hansen.
He has a cameo in Deadpool.
He's in it for about all of 1 second. But yeah. Deadpool 2 made $786 million at the box office, making it Brad Pitt's biggest money-making film.
Oh, there it is. Deadpool 2. Yep.
He is barely in it. He plays the Vanisher, which is a superhero that Deadpool isn't even sure really exists because he's invisible and he doesn't talk. But it turns out he is real. And Brad Pitt briefly jumps out of an airplane, lands on some power lines.
He gets electrocuted.
Is electrocuted to death. Which is just, I love that that's his biggest moneymaker. Just 1 second of work.
Wow.
Good for you. Okay, we had this story back in the summer when we elected a new pope. And weirdly, there's a lot of celebration in the streets. You know, when you see that smoke and it's like people kind of lose their minds. Like, oh, new pope. And then we find out who it is, right? Well, in that whole hubbub and in that celebration, fans spotted, isn't that Harry Styles?
Was he in the courtyard at the Vatican? Yeah. Or was just kind of in Rome at the same time?
He was in Rome, in the streets. The streets are just filled with people all celebrating. And one of the celebrants was Harry Styles. What was Harry Styles doing there? Here's Harry's story. His take on that day. He was in Rome getting a haircut.
What?
He was getting an actual haircut. And all of a sudden, in Rome, start hearing people in the streets shouting, Habemus Papam, Habemus Papam. And they're running down the street and everybody, like, it's a big hubbub thing. He's like, the guy stops cutting my hair. Yes, he starts yelling, Habemus Papam. And then he runs out the door. He's like, so I figured, well, it's like a 5-minute walk from here. I might as well go check out what's going on. I mean, the guy cutting my hair isn't here anymore. So
I hope he attended wearing the thing they put around your neck.
With the cape. He's like, I just walked over. It was so wild.
That is weird.
That's kind of a cool story, though. That's what we like to call
Z's Sleaze.
A great weekend. What did you do? Did you just kind of stay warm? Did you get out, do something? What did you do?
More than likely, that phone came out at some point from noon on Friday till the wee hours of Sunday, where you're like, I got to capture that.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we would like to see. What is a photo from your weekend that just kind of gives you gives us an overview? You can post that right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
And you know what? We're not holdouts. We will share with you what we did as well. We've got our photos posted right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
I had a lot of options.
Yeah.
Friday night.
You're busy.
Friday night, I judged a chili competition. The winning chili, by the way, was vegetarian.
Okay, that was my question. I was like, how did you pick a winner? Because you are not a big beans and chili guy.
It's just about flavor. And all of those were in little tiny cups. So it's not like I had to eat a whole bowl. I had 16 samples.
That's a lot of chili.
That is a lot of chili. But I was, and they had a photographer on staff. And so I was just kind of watching over the weekend. I was going to steal one of her photos. Did not have an opportunity. So I didn't post that. Then I spent Saturday with you.
Yes, we were together.
And we'll get to that with your photo. So I'm like, well, I figured you were going to grab. So I didn't post that.
Thanks.
So instead, I went all in black and gold. It was the Stripe the Arena game, but more specifically, the January ticket giveaway game. So I got to sit with two of our three listeners. So we have both Emily and Renee, and then their guests. In our row, if you could tell, we are in the gold stripe.
You can definitely tell you were in the gold section.
Of row G. The photo captures one thing, which is just the abundance of how much fun we were having. It does not capture that I kicked my beer over after a very exciting moment during the game, and I stood up to cheer.
Wait, on that kid in front of you?
No, look. Well, me, no. So it just kind of pooled at my feet, but I don't know how much water falled in front of me. I will tell you, a lot of it was soaked up by the sleeves of my coat.
No.
So that was a very interesting smell in the car driving home.
Do you smell that?
What is it? It's like back in the day when you go to the bars and you have that cigarette smoke.
Uh-huh.
No, but we had a fantastic time. I was telling you earlier, and I didn't even think, but I guess how do you bring this up? All of our winners also won pendants from Hertzian & Stocker Jewelers.
Oh, yeah.
I should have asked if they...
Show me your necklaces,
hey, let
ladies.
Me see your necklaces. But no, we had a great time.
Dancing Your Kids just asked if he could see my neck. It was really weird.
It's very strange. With the weather, I have to... Hats off to everybody at Carver. So, Renee, super early. She texted me like 20 minutes before we were supposed to meet. We're here. They let us in. I'm like, okay, I'm parking at Kinnick right now. Walking over, and then Emily gets there as well. But they let people go into the concourse to stay warm.
Oh,
and then once
smart.
The doors open, they just put them back in a line so they could walk through with their ticket. That was so nice of the
very good thinking.
Everybody at Carver Hockey Arena.
Yeah,
but yeah,
too cool to stand outside.
And what a game, by the way, 91-70. Those two times we talked to Coach Jensen, she was all keyed in on one of those great players from Ohio State. But we got a heck of a team. And we're looking forward to more great things with the Hawkeye women's basketball team. They only have four more home games, and I'm guessing probably an equal number of away. And then next thing you know, Big Ten tournament. And then after that, knock on wood, NCAA tournament.
That'd be but great.
It's got a special program with special people, including head coach Jan Jensen. Had a great time in Iowa City. So that is my photo.
Great way to kind of cap off January.
For sure.
We were excited on Saturday. We went with you and your wife to Hancher to see a Broadway show that is touring through town, Kinky Boots.
We decided two couples, we both went in on the season tickets for the Broadway shows at Hancher. So this is like the first of four shows we have to go to.
I'm super excited because this was so much fun. It's a great show. I think the first time I ever saw it was at Theater Cedar Rapids. So it was really great to see it on the Hancher stage as well.
Great message.
Yes.
Right.
I like kind of remembered the message, but not really like the story of how we got to that message. So it was great to see it once again. Hear some of those songs, which were all written by Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah.
Kind of forgot about that. Blast from the Past. And I decided on this photo because when my husband and I saw this kind of like step and repeat thing, a photo opportunity place, there was a woman who was like, oh, somebody just took mine, so I'm going to be nice and take yours. And she did such a stand-up job. She has the uppy downy ones, like whole body shots. Yeah. She got close. She did all of the different. I'm like, wow,
how many
ma'am.
Photos were in your photo shoot?
I had at least five.
Wow.
Five options to choose from just this moment. So I was like, ma'am, you went above and beyond. I got to do one of these amazing photos that she took.
Can I tell you, We were at the bottom of the stairs, and Shannon's like, we should have walked up and taken their picture.
No.
We were with you. We should have offered to do it.
And I appreciate it. But you know what? Your wife took photos the rest of the evening. We had a fantastic meal. We went up, like, really nice drinks.
Yes.
It was lovely. But this lady, she was great.
She did a great job.
She was wonderful.
All right. Our pictures are up. You can see those right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page. It's the pictures that aren't up. We want to see those.
Yeah. What did you do this weekend? Share your photo right now.
We call it One Shot Weekends. Post those to the Z102.9 Facebook page.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
Z102.9.
7:20 now. It's the Morning Scramble on Z102.9. One of my favorite traditions in the week is coming back to work, seeing everybody I haven't seen for a while, but then getting to see what you did over the weekend when we ask people to post photos from their one-shot weekends.
It's so much fun, even if it's just like, you know, lazy weekend around the house, but I get to see your cute kids. But it's really fun when like, oh, I didn't even know that was something that was entertaining in our area.
Well, let's go with two of those. I didn't know there was a rodeo in Coralville over the weekend. So thank you. Rebecca posted that. And then we also had monster trucks. I knew they were coming to the Alliant Energy Powerhouse, but that was also this weekend. So a lot of great family activities over the course of a couple of days between our two arenas, Cedar Rapids and Coralville, Iowa City.
Well, then we had the arts going on too. Tammy and Deirdre both sharing almost the exact same photo, Celtic Throne.
Hey, Kim, we hope you're feeling better. Thank you for posting as you're in the midst of trying to get over influenza A.
Oh, man. When that hits, it is not good news. So, feel better, Kim.
I knew there were other Hawkeye and Z102.9 fans in the room, of course, at Carver Hawkeye Arena. Deb posted her photo. Great seats, by the way. That was one heck of a game to watch. So a lot of celebration. Hawkeye women's basketball team looking really good right now, taking out Ohio State yesterday.
I also appreciate when it's this cold as this past weekend was. Daniel said just stayed home and made chicken and potato comfort soup, which looks really good. I've never had chicken and potato comfort soup before. Is there a recipe, Daniel? Thank you very much.
Tracy posted a photo from a wedding. So congratulations. By all means, that totally looks like a party bus.
Love that Gina didn't share a photo, rather some feelings. This past weekend was a highly emotional weekend if you were watching what was going on in Minneapolis.
I was not aware of another killing until I saw the news Sunday morning.
Right.
To say shocked, that just barely scratches the surface. But I think Gina puts it quite eloquently that it's hard to have a weekend and to look at simple photos of like hanging out with my dog when some very monumental things in our world are happening just one state away from
us. Right. It's not that far away.
No.
That could be, you know, anywhere.
Sure.
It just feels like, oh my gosh. Yeah. Very, very scary.
But
time.
Gina, you know what? We appreciate your thoughts and we appreciate you sharing that on the Z102.9 Facebook page. Where was the one that totally caught me off guard? I didn't. Oh, there it is. Monica's. I didn't know you could have a birthday party at the Cedar Valley Humane Society.
I didn't either. Her daughter did, though. Congratulations and happy birthday. Eighth birthday. Hayes had a birthday party.
P-A-W-T-Y.
That's an adorable theme and such a great idea.
I'm hoping the way that works out is whatever portion, you know, of the rental cost then would go back and help the animal shelter,
yes,
too.
Yes, yes, genius.
As we often say, if it's, you know, one of your favorite things over the course of the weekend, we would love to see those photos. If you have an opinion to share, like Lister Gina, we appreciate that as well.
Absolutely.
That is your place to put those. That is your place to drop those. It is our Z102.9 one-shot weekends. Continue to keep that open right now on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
This is the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble
on Z102.9.
Excited about Hollywood's big night, the Oscars. I love when the Best Picture nominations come out because it's like, oh, I need to see this kind of.
It becomes a big to-do list.
Yes.
Right?
And I always have big dreams of seeing as many as possible, and I usually drop the ball, but that's part of the fun of it.
I think what makes life a lot easier with streaming services is at least half, if not two-thirds of those,
yes,
already out, already available on streaming. Sinners right now, easy to find. Frankenstein's going to be on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still some in theaters, and if it works out for everybody's schedule, the plan is for the next few Tuesdays, take advantage of A, low-cost movie tickets, and B, let's see what Oscar-worthy movies we've got time to go see.
Yes. The Morning Scramble Movie Club is back together. Dan and Eric Hansen, thank you for your very thoughtful favorite thing Christmas present?
I gave everybody a $20 gift card, which is exactly three $6 tickets with $2 left
over for popcorn.
To get you that kid's popcorn.
Yes.
Well, let's circle back to producer Ben got to pick the movie. It was sometime on Friday that Ben, you sent out a calendar invite, and all we have is a time, and yep. I presume it's at Marcus Theater. What are we going to go see?
Well, you left it pretty open-ended. You said it didn't have to be Oscars.
It doesn't, because these are you're buying the tickets for all of us, and I figured we're going to force you to see some stuff you're not going to want to see. So
paybacks.
Yes.
We're ready for
you're
our payback.
You're doing a front-end payback.
But I landed on a Best Picture.
Oh, you did?
Wow. Ben, it's weird to me that now we have this space that's like 10 different Best Picture nominees. It's a lot to
It is.
See.
And they broadened that category to try to add some more popular movies. And honestly, F1 and Sinners might be the only two that had more broad appeal.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If you look at that full list.
True, yeah.
Okay, so it is a Best Picture nominee.
It is.
We're going on Tuesday.
Okay.
What is it?
I chose Marty Supreme.
We're going to see Marty Supreme!
Yay! The ping pong movie!
Yes!
Timmy Chalamet.
The main reason I chose it wasn't for Timothy Chalamet. It was for Mr. Wonderful.
He's also in the movie.
He's also there and pretty wonderful.
Is he like featured in the movie or is it more of a cameo? Because he was at the Golden Globes.
What I saw in the trailer is it seems like a pretty big part. I don't know.
Oh.
Like he shows up in it multiple times.
I don't know anything about this other than Gwyneth Paltrow also included. And
okay.
Ping Pong and Timothy Chalamet.
And Ping Pong. Marty Supreme.
Yes.
All right, I'm pumped.
I'm pumped too.
Yes.
This is going to be good.
Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Got to get there at 12:40.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't
okay.
be late. I always choose seats in the back, so be prepared for that.
Well, that's good.
And then
if
no one else is in the theater, we can do like shadow puppets.
That's always fun too. Wait, are we back row?
Very back, yep.
I like that.
Always that's how you choose it?
That's my favorite.
Really? I'm always front of the back row.
Front of the back row?
Yes.
So you're second to last?
Yes.
You're the penultimate row?
No. Oh. No. I like to be the front row of the back section. You know, I don't like to sit up front towards the movie and like have to
so
look
So you want
up.
The bar in front
I
of you.
I want the bar in front of me.
I feel like that's too close still.
I love that because it makes me feel like I'm about to get in like a ride, you know?
How All often right. are you holding that bar?
It's just nice to have.
In case you fall out of the theater?
It's something that I have that nobody else in the room has.
We're each going to pick a movie so we'll get to experience all different areas of the theater.
That's a good point.
Yes, true.
I thought it was our movie picks, which was going to divide us. No, it's our seating options.
It's also how do you go see movies, which
That's
is interesting.
Right. Yeah, because I load up on snacks.
You are a snack guy?
Yes.
Ben, I think you're are you a blanket
He's
in the
a blanket
theater?
Guy.
Blanket, yep.
Okay.
Especially All on right. cold days like this.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so tomorrow, Marty Supreme, Oscar nominated.
I'm so excited.
Be our first entrance in the Morning Scramble Movie Club. Producer Ben has picked it. We will watch it. And we'll give you a full report coming up as we get back to Morning Scramble Movie Club on Z102.9.
It's the Morning Scramble.
The Morning Scramble.
Z102.9.
I still remember where I was. I was in Des Moines because I needed something to travel. This was right after COVID and mm-hmm. only certain locations you could pick up this. It wasn't really a pat. Don't worry about that part.
Don't worry about what he was looking for, okay?
It's Eric, you're over described. I don't care business. How the watch works. What time is it? But I was listening to a radio station in Des Moines. And they were doing something around the holidays for people who just weren't looking forward to Christmas.
Yeah.
And part of what they did was they got people together and then they let them smash Christmas ornaments just like rage room style.
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved that concept. And that's where you and I came up with the concept of the Morning Scramble Broken Hearts Breakfast.
Which, I mean, certainly there are people who are not in love with love right now.
Right.
There are people who have been brokenhearted, who have stories to tell. We've been doing this the last couple of years now. It is great to get all of those people in one room, no matter what their story is. We've had stories about like true lost love, or there's like, I don't like my job anymore. I've fallen out of love with my job.
We've had people breaking up with friends, people breaking up with employers. We had somebody's husband got catfished by another man online.
Yes, and lost a ton of money.
Pursued the relationship, right? We
yes.
had somebody who followed a college sweetheart because he was getting into professional baseball and then wasted all that time. And like the guy never had any intention of that relationship going
no.
anywhere. It's some of them are heartbreaking. Some of them are funny. But they all have one thing in common. People have kind of thrown their hands up like, I'm done with it, right?
I'm not looking forward to Valentine's Day.
I've given up on love, and when Valentine's Day comes around, it just reminds me of bad things.
Why are you out of love with love is what our question is for this Valentine's Day. We're putting together our Broken Hearts Breakfast. We want to hear your story about why you're not looking forward to Valentine's Day.
All you have to do is send us your story. Scramble at KZIA.com. We're going to collect all of them, and then getting very close to Valentine's weekend, that Friday morning, we've got a breakfast planned at the new bookstore, HEA Book Boutique. Also, our friends at Hertina Stocker Jewelers providing some jewelry for everybody who attends. And then as we get closer to the event, we have some other prizes we'll announce as well.
Yeah, the very exclusive. We only have 5 spots available, but it's a really, really great morning, great breakfast, great prizes.
I think the camaraderie, the just fellowship, right? Just kind of sharing stories personally, privately.
And something that the Morning Scramble is calling smash therapy.
Oh, yeah. Then you get a smash a heart, a ceramic heart. I forgot about that.
Yes, we have some ceramic hearts that you get to put with whatever you want on it, and then just smash that heart.
It is our Broken Hearts Breakfast. If this is the year your Valentine's just isn't for you, let us know. Scramble at KZIA.com.
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble Podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings, 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.